Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
My guest today is Len Frankel, who founded Lehigh Valley Vegetarians almost 12 years ago. He has been a vegetarian for 23 years and a vegan for 11 years. Tell us how your group participates in the Bethlehem Veg Fest coming to Bethlehem Greenway on Saturday, August 23rd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Lehigh Valley Vegetarians has had an information table at the Veg Fest for the last 3 years. It's been a phenomenal event with thousands of people coming to check out our displays, speeches, and wonderful foods. We have information about how eating plant-based instead of animal-based is better for human health. It doesn't contribute to the torture and death of billions of animals, and it's better for the environment in which we all live.
Can you tell us a little bit about Lehigh Valley Vegetarians?
We've been around for almost 12 years, working to inform each other and the public about the benefits of plant-based eating instead of animal-based eating. I collect information from many sources about vegetarian issues and email it to our members. The major issues that we're concerned with are our personal health, the cruelty that's done to animals before they become our food, and the harm done to our environment as a consequence of eating meat. Our membership has grown to over 1,300 people in the Valley and way beyond. We have an information table at many events, such as the Bethlehem Veg Fest, where folks can learn more and sign up to be on our email list.
There may be a connection between climate change and eating vegetarian. Is that true?
Climate change, or what I prefer calling it, the climate crisis or even climate emergency, is threatening all life on the planet. The entire process of bringing meat to the table is one of increased greenhouse gas production. We already see the effects of rising temperatures in the atmosphere and the melting of glaciers around the world, increased storms of all sorts, rising sea levels, and ocean acidification. Even some grain harvests are being affected. Carbon dioxide and methane, the major greenhouse gases and the main contributors to the warming of our atmosphere, come from every step in raising animals for food. Carbon dioxide is produced when tractors burn gasoline to till the soil, to grow the crops of corn and soybeans and others that are fed to farmed animals. Also, when they plant the seeds, spread the fertilizer and pesticides, as well as in the harvesting and shipping of the grains and beans, refrigerating the meat, and finally, cooking the meat. Even the breathing of the billions of animals produces carbon dioxide. Methane, on the other hand, is expelled by cows at both ends of the animal as part of their digestive process. So the entire process of bringing meat to the table is one of enormous greenhouse gas production, much more than anyone would expect. It's been calculated by different researchers that anywhere between 18% and as much as 51% of our greenhouse gases are due to the livestock industries. That's more than from all forms of transportation combined. Changing our eating habits is better for the climate crisis than trading in our SUV or truck for a hybrid car. If a significant percentage of our population switched from a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet, that step alone might slow and even stop the climate crisis. To summarize, vegetarianism is good for our health, saves billions of animals from suffering, and is enormously beneficial to the environment. If anyone wants more information, it's very easy to go to our website, lehighvalleyvegetarians.com, and phone number 610-419-8801.